Hey, it's Joey from The Ed Show. We are here at MMS 2013 Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm here with George, the program manager.
Hi. Hi, Joey.
George, what do you do?
I'm a program manager on the application virtualization team in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
That's like near Boston.
Yes.
I just totally did a shout out just for Rick, because those of you who know Rick and his geographically challenged thing, he's Canadian. So we're just this big blob underneath.
We're place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Francis to me.
My understanding, George, and the reason why we have you here is you've got a session here, which was based on another session that you did at TechEd last year.
Yes.
Around application virtualization, and this specifically around migrating packages from AVI 4.6 to 5, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, so you're doing this in like 140 characters?
Yep.
Okay, set this up for me, really.
So the title of the talk is called You Can Still Tweet That, which is the sequel to the talk from North America TechEd, which was You Can Tweet That. And these are 140 character commands in PowerShell that you can use to manipulate at V. And the previous talk focused on just kind of the general picture of how you can manipulate at V5.0 with PowerShell.
Okay.
This new talk is focusing on how you can do the migration. So we're going to do a migration from an AppV 4.6 set of packages and environment all the way up to an AppV 5.0 environment using PowerShell.
Okay. This worries me, because when we talk about migration, and it's migration across the board.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what platform you're on. We look at this and we start to get a little bit nervous and get the sweats and everything, because is this complicated? Is this difficult? Talk a little bit kind of around the things that you specifically in the team has done really to kind of help address some of these challenges. I don't know, PowerShell is everything, yeah?
Yep.
To a certain extent?
PowerShell is integrated throughout the entire product. It's in the client, the sequencer, and the server, all three main components. And when we think about ease of use and we think about actually the speed with which you can do a migration, these PowerShell commandlets, they're really simple to understand. And one of the features in my talk, I'm going to show you how to get help and how to understand if you get lost. Where can I go and look for resources or documentation, or how can I get an idea of how to use this command? And we're actually going to have a couple of the example commands I'm going to do in my talk. We're going to have those put out on a Twitter account that everyone can follow. And
so you will live tweet your actual session?
I will live tweet my session, yes. Well, actually, I won't. Probably someone else
will. Somebody else will, yeah.
but my session will be a live tweet enabled session.
That's really cool. You said something that I'm going to call you out on.
It's okay.
You said ease of migration and speed.
Yes.
So typically I don't associate those two things together. You either have something that's simple, and it probably would take a long time, or you've got speed, which is complexity.
Yep. Yeah, that's usually the way that things tend to work. But for our session, for the purposes of AppV, we've actually really focused on using two things to make it simple. One is we use PowerShell, and two is we followed all the standard PowerShell guidance. So all of our commands are in the same format. They're verb, noun, verb, noun. So just to give you an example, like we can actually do a migration. I can show you rather than just talk about it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's jump right in. Let's do a migration.
Yes.
No, let's do a migration.
So we can't really do the full migration in 5 minutes, but if you do attend the session, you'll actually be able to see a full migration. But here we're just going to do kind of a subset of that.
Okay.
So let's just start out. So I have a set of packages on my AppV 5.0 server. So this is an AppV server that we're looking at. I'll set it with AppV 5.0 and IIS 8. So I'm just going to show you the packages in here. I have two, just to keep things simple and short. And one of the things that we really want to make simple is using AppV 5.0 with HTTP packages. And this is something we've heard from our customers. They really, really love this idea in AppV 4.6. They love being able to publish their packages. But we wanted to give them a way to make this even easier. And so this is one of the things where PowerShell can really help us out.
What's kind of the main driving factor behind publishing them out to an IIS server? Is it?
Well, HTTP is more, in general, you can scale it out really, really easily. And it's actually our standard packaging deployment solution at V5.0.
Okay.
It's really scalable.
Scalability.
Yeah, basically scalability. So let's just take a look at this. And this is probably the scariest command I see a sweat on your forehead there.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm totally cool with the PowerShell.
Yep.
Okay, and I get what you've got going on here, import AppV package, but then you're calling, there's some code.
Yeah, there's some stuff in there. So if we look back here, this is a root of our package source right here.
Sure.
This HTTP at vServer and packages. This is a virtual application directory I've set up, or not virtual application directory, but virtual directory I set up on IIS.
Yes.
And this is where all my packages are. It's actually a pass through to ePackages, where I just showed you where those two packages are.
Okay.
Yeah. We want to bring those into the server.
All right.
So in order to do that, we have to give the server the path to those packages from HTTP. So pretty simple. We're just starting out with a dir *.atv, which just gives me a list of all the packages in that directory. And then for everything that we find there, we're going to import that into the server. And this command right here, the system.io.path, that's actually .NET. And this is one of the great features of PowerShell. You can bring in .NET into your PowerShell commands. And here we're using path combine, which is the standard .NET method call that you can use to combine two paths. So you don't have to worry about, did I get the slash right? Did I get that forward slash, that last app, .atv right? It just figures that out for you. And last, we have a replacement of all of our spaces with %20. Again, this is HTTP.
Yep.
And this is super simple. This is a single line of PowerShell to bring these two packages into the server. And actually, they're in. We're done. We're not all done, but we're mostly done, yeah. But just like that. So the next thing we're going to do is we're going to entitle them. And I want to give these packages out to everyone in my company. And I'm actually the administrator of a company called Contoso. Maybe you've heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard Contoso once or twice. Yeah.
Once or twice during the talk. So this is going to go up, and this is going to entitle our packages to all of our domain users in our entire company.
Okay.
And that's done.
All right.
So we're getting there. We're getting pretty close. The last thing we have to do is publish those packages. And we're published. So I think in how long this has been? This has been like nine minutes total.
Yeah.
We've actually taken two packages and we put them up onto our server.
Okay.
So we're going to go a little step further. One of the great new features of that v5.0 is connection groups. And this is an upgrade and a new feature in that v5.0. It's kind of taking over from that v4.6 where we had dynamic suite composition.
Okay.
Again, this was a feature that let customers take two packages and put them in the same virtual environment.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make this, again, simpler in v5.0. And we're going to do a couple simple commands to set up a connection group. And you can do this with any packages without having to do resequencing or any kind of updates to the package itself. So we're going to make a new connection group. I've named it. You could name it whatever you want. I've named it something I like.
V is awesome. That's a nice package.
It's a true statement. Yeah. It's a true statement.
There you go.
So we're going to do another command here. This is set at vServer connection group. And we're going to take the connection group we just made, and we're going to give it the packages we want to use. We're actually going to execute another command inside of that. The packages we're going to use, we're just going to call get. And we're just going to say, give me all the packages. And you could replace this with a filter or some set of packages you want, whatever is best for your needs. And we set up that package. And last, we're just going to push it out and entitle it, just like we did our original packages. And we are done. Now, the last thing we're going to have to do is we have to do a little bit of a workaround just to make things work for TV, because we're going a little bit faster.
Yep.
One of the scalability features that we have is that our management servers and our publishing servers refresh against themselves every 10 minutes. This is to kind of keep the load down and keep everything running smoothly when you have lots of users refreshing against the server.
Yep.
Here, we're going to work around that by just resetting the IIS server, and we're basically just done. Our last very, very cool command, this is my personal favorite because this is just like magic to me, is we're going to take our new publishing server that we've just set up and entitled and provisioned and everything, and we're going to push this out to clients. And we're going to do this using PowerShell Remote.
Okay.
I'm not going to leave my workstation. I'm not going to leave my desk.
So you're going out to all of your clients, and you're saying, okay, I want you now to go talk to this server to get your IV packages.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to do.
All right.
And this is a pretty simple command. So this is invoke command. We pass it the name of the two computers we want to enable.
Yep.
Again, AppVClient1, AppVClient2. And the script that we want to run, which is, again, another PowerShell script that's perfect for the client. It's add at the publishing server. We give the publishing server a name. You could give it whatever you want, and you give it a path. And in this case, we've set it up, and we're actually done. Let's go over here and just take a look. I've actually locked myself out.
That's right. You can log in. No problem.
I can log in. We're all good. And there we go.
You've got your app.
Packages are available for us to use. And we've done a lot of work in v5.0 on making the client faster and more performant. So these packages act, perform, and feel like they're native. It's really cool. And I use v for basically every package that I have on my machine now.
Yeah, it's actually kind of a trend now. Even at Microsoft, right? We talk a lot about eating the dog food.
Of course.
That whole kind of thing. But a lot of times I'm running something that could be a packaged application, and I may not even realize that it's a packaged application.
With AppV4.6, you might have known because you might have seen that bar across the bottom. Again, yeah. With AppV, we've actually modernized that progress bar that loads across the bottom, but you only ever see that on the first launch. Once that's gone, you'd never know, and it's really hard to tell.
So your session, and for folks at home, I'm going to actually link your session to this video so folks can see it. Do you take them through the entire process of all the steps that they need to do, or is it mostly kind of focused on the script and getting the packages themselves migrated? So when we invoke a migration project,
of course,
kick one off, right?
Of course, your actual migration may be much more complex than the one we're going to do on stage, but the principles are still going to carry. We are going to convert a set of 4.6 packages over to AppV5.0. We're going to put them up on our server. We're going to deploy them out to clients. I'm going to show some of the really great features of AppV5.0 and the client, dynamic configuration, mm-hmm. AppV connection groups. These are really cool features, and I want to show them off and
show
how cool they are.
Do you happen to know the Twitter account that you're going to tweet script out to? Because folks will probably want to know where they could go and grab that from.
It is AppV plus PowerShell. AppV plus PowerShell.
Awesome. Just a couple follow-up questions. As far as this PowerShell stuff is concerned in relationship to AppV, I know we talk constantly. We're like, we pound down the door of PowerShell. It's like PowerShell, do PowerShell. When you're getting into this, is it literally just a matter of getting in your lines of code, your script, and just changing a few variables, and then you're off and running and really can pick up on
the
scripts that you've got in there? Is it a little more?
It may be a little bit more involved, depending on how complex your environment is and how many packages you have and you know what kind of needs your environment has. That may vary, but the general principle will stay the same. Again, it's always that simplicity of we saw the same standard PowerShell mantra, verb, noun.
Yeah.
And we have a standard set of verbs, and we have a standard set of AppV nouns. And I'll show, again, one of the things I show off in my talk is how easy it is to actually go back and look up, because I don't remember all the commands, even having worked on
no
the product.
Kidding, right?
It's a lot. So you can always access help and get a list of stuff you can say and stuff you can enter into the.
So be honest, do you have any that have to cross multiple tweets? 140 characters, do you have
I think I've shut it down to just 140 or less.
Wow. And you must spend a lot of time with PowerShell.
I spent a lot of time with Notepad trying to make sure that I had the commands down to 140 characters. That's what I really had to do.
All right. So, folks, recommend you check out this session. Really cool stuff. Don't be afraid of the migration process, right?
Not scary.
And moving those packages. It's really simple, really easy to do. Check out his session. Grab the PowerShell script here from Twitter, and we will catch you later. Thanks, George, for joining us.
Thank you.